During her visit, Michelle Bachelet, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, met with the Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and government high officials, as well as civil society and rights groups. The High Commissioner made clear that extrajudicial killings and forced disappearances were huge obstacles in the pursuit of justice.
I raised my deep concern about this serious allegation with government ministers and highlighted the need for an impartial, independent, and transparent investigation into these allegations accompanied by security sector reform.
Several international and local human rights organizations have urged the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to press the Bangladesh government to ensure full accountability for the human rights abuses that still persist in the country. Bachelet also raised her concern about self-censorship in Bangladesh media, a consequence of the Digital Security Act.
We have submitted our recommendations for repeal and revision of certain provisions of the Act, with a view to ensuring their compliance with international human rights law and standards and preventing arbitrary application or misuse.
Bachelet also visited the world's largest refugee camp in Cox's Bazar on the southeast coast.
The international community must sustain its efforts to Bangladesh in its response and press Myanmar to create conditions for return, address the root causes, and pursue accountability.
She met with several refugees in the camp.
I told her we do want to return to Myanmar, but we don't want to face repression and persecution again, and that needs to be ensured. She assured us that our demands will be presented accordingly.
Not only I'm visiting here.
Michelle Bachelet said the importance of Bangladesh's humanitarian contribution and its historical significance cannot be overstated.
Unfortunately, the current situation across the border means that the conditions are not right for returns. Repatriation must always be conducted in a voluntary and dignified manner, only when safe and sustainable conditions exist in Myanmar.
Finally, she asked her Bangladeshi host to include members of the Rohingya community in the country's social and economic sectors while they were in exile. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.